At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The deadline to register to vote in the May 22nd primary runoffs is Monday. North Texans will have 12 races to decide, including the Democratic nomination for governor between former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez and businessman Andrew White of Houston. Early voting begins May 14th and ends May 18th. A Texas redistricting case floating through the federal court system for nearly a decade goes before the U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday. Plaintiffs claim the Texas legislature intentionally discriminated against minority voters when it designed the state's House and congressional voting maps. Specifically, the lawmakers broke up sections of minority voting districts and grouped them into Republican-led districts. At a special redistricting forum hosted by the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus, attorney Jose Garza outlined scenarios that could take place once the Supreme Court makes its decision.
The simplest one that could lead to like real quick action is that the court denied to hear the case based on jurisdiction, which is what one of the issues that it has retained, in which case we're back at the district court.
Garza says that would force the federal district court in San Antonio to begin looking for a way to redesign the maps, but more than likely not before the midterm elections in November. Or, Garza thinks the court could also reverse the district court's decision that the maps were drawn with intentional discrimination and demand that case be reheard, or could simply strike down their challenge. Legal experts predict the court will return with a ruling sometime in June. The Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance has appointed Diana Romagnoli as interim chief operating officer of that organization. The SMU Business School graduate spent the last 15 years in healthcare, helping organizations with implementing new computer systems. The Homeless Alliance hopes having Romagnoli will help the organization formally search for a new CEO. She replaces Cindy Crane, who resigned last week. Romagnoli will start immediately. Denton's annual Thin Line Fest plays documentaries in an effort to examine the thin line between fact and fiction. The festival also features photography and music, and this week our big screen team previews the film component with its programmer.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA, and today we're talking with Susan Carroll Davis, who is the director of the film portion of the Thin Line Festival. Susan, thanks for being here.
You're so welcome. Glad to be.
So you have two blocks of films on Saturday, short films that are devoted to all things Texas. One is called True Texas, and one is called Texas Places. But you also have this full-length documentary that looks like a lot of fun. Tell me a little bit about Dance Hall Days.
Dance Hall Days. Actually, I heard about that film first on Texas Standard.
Okay.
So that's a good place to begin. He actually had a short film about this subject, Eric McCowan,
and
2 years ago.
Dance halls in
it
Texas.
It is. Yeah. It is. And he had a group of people that went out on dance hall tours for a period of time while he was making this film. He really looks at the history, first of all, of how dance halls have had a big impact on, you know, social life and community life in Texas over the years, and people who have a passion for restoring them, keeping them in the loop, because so many of them have gone into disrepair and will disappear.
The one I'm most interested is called Sickies Making Movies. First of all, because that's got to be the greatest movie title of all time.
I think it's wonderful.
But it's also about censorship.
It is. It is about censorship. And it's based on a case in Michigan.
So the film looks at the history of film censorship in particular. Right?
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It seems right in line with a festival that's devoted primarily to documentaries. And you actually have some other movies on the slate that look at censorship. You have one called The Cleaners, which is about people removing questionable content from the internet. You also have something called Ask the Sexpert, which is about an Indian relationship advice columnist.
Yes.
And about how sex education is censored in that country. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about just kind of the larger idea of exploring censorship?
Sure. Well, our theme this year is truth meets art to begin with. So in the back of my mind, really looking at, you know, what films address that question. Ask the Sexpert is a completely different tone than the other two. It's you know, he's 93 years old. He's lived a full life, and he has a great way of looking at life and how he wants young people to believe that there's a lot to life that they can ask questions about.
There are a great many documentary festivals around now. They've grown very popular. How would you define what Thin Line does in particular as opposed to some of these other events?
You know, when I'm programming, I really do think about the fact that we're music and photography as well as film. Some of our films definitely represent the best of all of those. We have an interest in Denton in subjects that are across the board because we have two universities there. So I really try to be sure that we aren't narrowly focused on any one thing.
You mentioned that the theme of this year's festival is truth, which is
yes,
apt, as we're so often thought to be in a post-truth society. Is that just coincidence, or is there something that you can learn about the truth by visiting a festival like yours?
We decided on that theme this summer, and it was not really thought of as let's politicize that subject. But I think in Denton itself, there are a lot of people down the square, the courthouse square in Denton, all the time raising questions about what's happening that's right, what's not happening that should be. To us, you know, truth is what's being asked on the downtown square in Denton by people all the time.
Well, Susan Carol Davis, thanks for coming down and talking about Thin Line with us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you, Susan.
Thin Line runs through Sunday at various locations in Denton. Details are at artandseek.org. Coming up on BBC NewsHour, Queen Elizabeth opens the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, possibly for the last time. Also, did pioneering pediatrician Hans Asperger work with the Nazis? And why the most popular holiday island in the Philippines is shutting down for 6 months? That's coming up at 9 on KERA 90.1. Sunny skies today with a high near 69.